thanks for seeing us.
Always.
His eyes flicked to me. Then he thundered,
And you, pilot?
Yes?
Exercise prudence on your journey. You will not show off. Let your skills commend themselves by your judicious use of them.
Understood, sir.
And stop grinning at me!
I did my best to master my expression and said, Yes, sir.
Come on, Luke. He's late for a meeting,
Nakari said, tugging at my sleeve and leading me to the door. Her father was already shouting for another minion before we could make our exit. R2 paused in Fayette Kellen's reception area, where a data port in the wall allowed him to download the permanent files for the mission. The tall, lean gentleman who had a son at university was waiting for us at the ship, with three black cargo cases.
Two armor units and some stun sticks, as ordered,
he said.
I'd practice somersaulting in the armor if I were you.
Why?
Nakari asked.
I'm assuming Mr. Kellen shared our survey files with you. Watch the hollow of what you're hunting, and you'll see what I mean.
With that cryptic comment, he wished us a safe journey and departed, but not before I noticed his brief shudder. Well, my curiosity is piqued, I said.
Mine too. Why would we need somersaults and stun sticks? Why can't we just set our blasters to stun?
My guess is that we're not going to have a chance to deal with whatever they are from a distance. That would explain the armor and hand-to-hand weapons.
Nakari frowned. Yeah, I figured, but I don't understand why we can't ensure that we have plenty of distance before we engage.
Should make for interesting in-flight entertainment. R2 decrypted the Fexian file and used the coordinates therein to plot a route as we left the atmosphere of Pasher. I asked him to plot a safe trip into a well-known core system before trying to navigate the deep core. When making a dangerous jump like that, it was always best to pause, confirm your position among the stars, and recalculate using the latest possible data. I liked your dad, I said as we waited for the first jump. Nakari searched my face to see if I was being serious or merely polite.
He's a bit eccentric.
Yeah, but it seems like it's in a good way.
Not everyone views his yelling as a good thing.
He tempers it with tenderness, though. Unless that's an act.
No, he's genuinely sweet. If anything, the yelling is an act.
Why does he do it?
I don't know for sure. But I have a collection of theories.
Have you tested any of these theories?
I can't test them because he won't be honest or even answer me if I ask him. I did ask him, you know. Why do you yell at your minions, Daddy? And why do you call them minions? Isn't that kind of disrespectful?
What did he say? She imitated his voice again and grimaced.
Think about it, daughter. And so I did, and still do. I cultivate my theories and let them grow for a while, if you'll allow me a farming metaphor, and see which ones flourish in the light of day and which ones wither.
Which one of them flourishes the most right now?
Oh, no. You won't get answers that easily. Think about it, pilot.
I smiled. Okay, fair enough.
The best answer, however, is that there are many different viable alternatives. More than one solution to a problem. What's your dad like?
I gave a tiny shrug. I don't know. I've never met him. He was a Jedi Knight in the Clone Wars, and a good pilot. And that's all I know.
Your dad was a Jedi? How did that happen?
The way it usually happens, I would imagine.
But he was a good pilot, eh? Like father, like son?
Shrugging, I said, I guess so.
I'm sorry if I stepped on an exposed nerve there.
Oh. I realized that my expression must have given her the wrong impression. No, don't worry. It's not you or the question itself. It's just the uncertainty that bothers me. I'd like to think he was a good guy, but since I'll never meet him, all I can do is set him on a pedestal and layer on the wishful thinking. He might have had all the charm of a bantha. Nakari nodded and changed the subject abruptly, which suggested to me that she didn't want to exchange tales about our mothers next.
Let's take a look at those files, if they're ready.
All right. I flipped on the ship's comm and asked R2 if he had everything decrypted and spooled up for viewing.
Jumping now. Hollow next, his reply read.
The stars blurred and streaked past the cockpit as we jumped into hyperspace, and then a blue hollow image of Fayette Kellen sprang up in front of us. Nakari hadn't been kidding about her hollow projector being low-end.
"Behold, my minions!"
he boomed. He'd obviously recorded this before he knew Nakari and I would be taking on the assignment.
"You are traveling to Fex, which might be the richest new discovery for biotech in decades. The red sun of the system has given rise to an unusual purple landscape, ranging from pale lavenders to deep violets. High silica and mineral content in the soils have resulted in some fascinating crystal structures that another division may exploit. But we are concerned with how those conditions have manifested themselves in the wildlife. Many of the herbivores, for example, have extraordinary crystalline spikes or horns growing around their heads, or, like a tortoise, having the ability to withdraw their heads into a highly armored body cavity.
A series of stills began to flash in the hollow in place of Fayette, though he kept narrating. The creatures all had heavy, nightmarish heads of spines and other protuberances, and long bodies with tails to balance out the weight.
This tendency for natural armor often goes midway down the back, but does not apply to limbs or the lower torso. Bellies are unprotected. We even found this head and shoulder armor on display among the predators, which we thought highly curious. What environmental threat on Fex posed such a danger to heads that herbivores and carnivores alike evolve these extreme defenses? We hypothesized that there must exist some sort of arboreal or even aerial apex predator that attacked the head of anything it came across. And thus our first collection crew was sent out with armor suits as well. But not nearly as strong as that which you currently have.